Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3. Number 1.
All right, as we are live here, the first thing, we're live here on a Football Friday here at Big City Wings here in Katy Morton Ranch. Come on out and hang out with us as we're here till 6 o'clock. You can win a $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. You can also register for that $1,000, what's that, $1,000 prize pack?
Ultimate tailgate prize pack from Academy Sports and Outdoors. $1,000 gift card. $1,000 gift card along with two tickets in the suite, Christmas Day, the Odyssey suite, the Sports Radio 610 suite.
Second biggest suite in the building.
Second largest suite in the building. I'm telling you, it's a good time. There's food, there's drinks, there's plenty of seats, a lot of room, a lot of elbow room, and a lot of good people. A lot of good people, so you definitely want to experience that if you are indeed a Texans fan, and damn sure if you're a listener of Sports Radio 610 or any of our sister stations along the way. So, yeah, I mean, you come here, you register here. There's a QR code. They're bouncing around the room here. There's a big one out front. Hit that QR code, you register, and then hang around for a little while. There's a raffle up here that we're raffling off that $50 gift card today to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So if you're in the building, if you're out there driving, you're out there on 99, just on the north side of I-10 right here, anywhere near Big City Wings, Morton Ranch, come on through. Put your name in the raffle, hang out, have you a drink, get some of them Tajin wings, get you one of them ranch waters, and maybe you can win you a $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Yes, and our people are even helping you out. Our great promo staff walking around, making sure people get signed up. And if you don't, hey, come on around. If you didn't get signed up, come on around to the table here, and you can get your name in that raffle box. All right, Clint, big game coming up on Sunday night, the first primetime game in a couple of years here, and it will be under the lights. And when I say under the lights, like, the roof's going to be open. There it is, baby. The roof will be open. The Texans plan on having that open. They have reported that themselves on Twitter. So it'll be a comfortable, fun night, hopefully. And, Clint, I think the big thing here is – we're looking at the injury report for both teams, and there are some potential significant players on the list that could or could not play both of them. We'll start here with the good news with the Texans, and that's Dalton Schultz. Dalton Schultz, who has not practiced this week, returned to practice today, Clint. So that is good news. Now, I don't know if that guarantees that he's going to be there. It does make you feel better that he practiced today on Friday. We'll see what happens with him. So that's the good news. The other news to watch is Juice Scruggs. He suffered a groin injury. He did not practice yesterday, Clint, and he did not practice today either. Same thing with running back Damian Pierce. Backup running back Damian Pierce has a hamstring, didn't practice yesterday, and did not practice today. The latest here reports from Aaron Wilson on Juice Scruggs in particular is starting center Juice Scruggs with the groin is expected to test out his leg before kickoff on Sunday night to determine if he can play. If not, Jarrett Patterson, who was the one who took first team snaps today with the offense. So,
hey, Ron, real quick, you may mention this if I missed it. I'm sorry. The injury report, the final one, is out.
Is it out?
Okay. Yes. So we have two questionables. That's going to be Damian Pierce and Juice Scruggs, and MJ Stewart is the only one ruled out. So Dalton Schultz is a go for Sunday.
Okay, so he's a go for Sunday. All right, that's good to go. So Dalton Schultz will play Sunday, and now officially the two questionables are Juice Scruggs and
Pierce.
And Damian Pierce. Now Juice Scruggs is the one that's going to test it out, Clint. And he's the one to me that's most important right now, because obviously if Damian Pierce can't go, although he looked the best that he did against the Colts that we've seen him since they've really been running in this system, you feel good about Cam Akers having to come in, obviously what he did in the preseason. But Juice Scruggs, that's the one. I think building off of what he did in week one, him and Kenyon Green next to each other, that's, I think, the one to really worry about.
Absolutely. This report is all about Juice Scruggs, and that's – look, you look at Dalton Schultz in the missed practice. I'm not overly concerned with that. He's a level player, a veteran level player, that he can miss a couple of tough work days and still be really productive and be himself on a game on a Sunday evening, right? Not worried about that at all. Now, if he's injured, obviously there's something there, but the missing of practice, not worried about that at all. Damian Pierce, look, the running back position on this football team is in really good hands regardless of who's toting it. With the offensive line blocking the way that they block, the running back position is fine. Now, I prefer Joe Mixon, obviously, but when we start talking about depth players, I really don't care if it's Damian Pierce, Cam Akers, or hell, Dari Agunbowale at this point in time. If they're blocking as well as they blocked last Sunday against the Colts, it don't matter. All of those guys are gonna run the football really, really effectively. This is about Juice Scruggs. Look, Juice and Kenyon Green played as well, if not better, than anybody at all last week. When you talk about setting the tone for this offensive line, setting for the tone for a running game that was 200-plus yards, a running back that was a buck 59, damn near a buck 60, those two guys, and really all three of the interior guys, guard, center, guard, those three guys set the tone. And Juice Scruggs is the one that's doing all the communicating up front. He's obviously the one responsible for any kind of gun snaps and things of that nature, along with being one of those physical tone setters that is just an absolute difference maker. This report and this groin issue with him is a serious, serious factor, something to keep an eye on. Jarrett Patterson, the backup, look, he's a capable player. He'll be fine. Bobby Slowick's overcome, backup offensive linemen having to play, wide receivers that are all injured. They'll overcome that. C.J. Stroud has overcome it. And Jarrett Patterson will be just fine. But he's nowhere near the physical player that Juice Scruggs is. So we got to keep an eye on that and hope like hell that groin's all right and he can play. If not, though, Ron, we've talked about this. If not, hey, man, sitting. That groin, it can turn into a month-long situation, and it could turn into a season ender if you mess around and tear that thing off the bone. So he's got to be careful.
And important, but maybe they're arguably the Bears' best defensive lineman in week one was Andrew Billingsley, and he was really, really good on the inside and helping to stop that run, especially in the second half after the Titans really got going early. So those are very, very key. Now, the one good thing is last year they dealt with this a ton. And Jarrett Patterson, this isn't like a 6th-round pick that hasn't gotten action. Jarrett Patterson started almost the first half of last year at center. So at least there is somebody with experience in the system that has played here before. So if he is unable to go, and I'm with you, there's no reason to really push it. Give him the week if he needs it with this group. By the way, with the Bears, their injury report is out as well. And I think there are three questionables that we really should pay attention to. One, Keenan Allen with the heel. He did not practice, guys, all week long. Did not practice Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, but they still have him listed as questionable. Also, Roma Duse, their first-round draft pick, the other first-round draft pick, explosive receiver. He didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday. He was limited today, and he is listed as questionable. And then DeMarcus Walker, defensive lineman, was a full participant today, but listed as questionable for this game. He had four quarterback hits of Will Levis in the game on Sunday for the Bears. So those are some key contributors for them that we'll keep an eye on to watch, because if they miss any of those, especially those receivers, any of those weapons, Allen or Roma Duse, they could have a really different looking offense around Caleb Williams.
Oh, they will have a different looking offense. You know, the explosivity is next to nothing without those two guys. I love DJ Moore, but you got one guy attacking a defense, a secondary, instead of three. When you've got three, look, they've got as good a weapons across the board as the Texans do. They're one of probably four or five teams that can really line up on paper and say, hey, man, Caleb Williams has got as many dudes, as many dogs in that pass catcher position as C.J. Stroud does. You knock two of those guys off the list, all of a sudden, that Chicago Bears team loses a lot of, again, a lot of their explosivity. Is that a word? And then, you know, how comfortable Caleb Williams is with the backups is going to matter when you're talking about identifying pressures and who's hot and who's breaking hot and am I throwing hot. You know, those things matter. And so you lose two of those top three receivers, boy, you're losing a lot of production and a lot of chemistry that's been built, I would think, over training camp with the quarterback.
All right, big one coming up. We'll let you know anything else we hear in terms of the injuries for these two teams.
Big 3-3, number two.
All right, Thursday Night Football last night. We'll get to the game here in a second. Clint was pretty much on the money with this, and I'm sure Tyler lost some money because of it. The big story coming out of the game and the big story nationally coming out of that thing, Clint, was Tua again with another concussion. They can say four, it's five. I don't care what they say about that game against the Buffalo Bills a couple years ago. That man was out. But this one, again, we saw him on the ground and the fencing with the hands. We saw that again, which is a really scary, scary thought. Your thoughts when you saw that, and are you one that's going, as somebody who has played the position that has been hit, that's been there, I don't know how many concussions you've suffered, but are you one that this is becoming pretty popular? Like, hey man, he may need to shut it down.
Absolutely.
Yes,
indeed. I don't have the doctor's report. I don't have all that jive. But if I'm playing football, one, he signed his big deal. So and I don't remember how much of that was guaranteed.
There is an injury settlement in there.
I don't know what is that injury settlement. I'd imagine it's still pretty. I mean, he's set for life. I would imagine. Not to mention, with the way you exit the game, good Lord, the NFL is gonna. I would imagine the NFL is gonna be on the hook for a good bit here, with all what's gone on and allowing him to play again. Look, he's got to look at it, man. I mean, when I didn't have kids and I wasn't married, man, I didn't give a rip. I'd have played until I couldn't see straight. Wouldn't have mattered. But once you have a family, you got kids, you experience that side of life, man. The game of football isn't even remotely close to that part of it, especially when you've already got millions in the bank and you've enjoyed it. Did he win a national championship he won it. Hell, he's when he came in and threw it against after Jalen Hurts got benched. Look, I mean, he's had a better career than 99.999% of NFL. Look, let's be honest, of NFL players. I mean, given his college career, so Yeah, man, I'm done. I mean,
you would advise him to shut it down.
I'm a little surprised, Ron. This is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. My man's arms are locking up. My man's on the ground, arms locked up, fingers locked up. Yeah. This isn't like, well, man, it was a little bit of a ding. He saw stars. I mean, he is locked up, and that wasn't even that violent of a hit. Like, I mean, his neck got bent up, but it wasn't like speared or anything like that. Like it just. I mean, you look at it, his arm's locked up when he was on his back, and then when he rolled over, his arm locked up again. I mean, it's that's scary stuff, man. That's
second time that he's had that fencing against the Bengals a couple years ago.
Third time, isn't it? Because didn't he get when he got slung down against the Jets?
To me, it's the second time that was the Bengals that he got slung down against, yeah. Where he had the fencing. To me, it's just, you look at it, and listen, I'm with you. Like,
I'm done. If it's me, I'm done.
I understand anybody who would say they're done. And plus, his mother a couple of years ago was saying, I think you should think hard about retiring. It's just, man, he's 26, Clint, and you know as well as anybody, this is everything that you've put your life to.
Yeah.
Like, everything you've done to put your life to was to do this. And I understand how wild it may sound to some people, but the hell with it. But just, like, to me, my passion, what I do right now in talk radio is I'm as passionate about this as he is about that. And he's worked even longer than I have at this thing. And to think like, hey, man, you got to just shut this down and give this up for if there's a chance that it won't ruin me down the line. That one's going to be tough. I wonder how much he is seriously considering it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're talking about
it. By the way, Mike McDaniel handled this flawlessly. The head coach of the Dolphins, he was asked about this, and he basically just said, look, I'm not even going to comment on that. It's unfair to him at this point in time. We shouldn't even be – anybody that loves the guy shouldn't even be talking about his career at this point in time. I mean, you're talking about his brain. You're talking about him being healthy. You're talking about the rest of his life. His career right now, we can talk about that when the time's right. And I'm paraphrasing there, but obviously I just thought he did a tremendous job with it and shed a lot of light on it. To me, it's just a no-brainer. I agree with you. You've worked your whole life for it.
I'm just saying that's got to be in his mind.
Look, I'm sure it is, but what needs to be impressed upon him is, man, you got 40 or 50 more, maybe even 60 more, 70 more years. And you've got potentially a family down the road. And, man, he's already got kids? Oh, then, hell, I'm out. I mean, I'm done. Absolutely done. He could quit right now and go into the booth tomorrow.
I think, and I'm seeing some people texting, and I think those numbers are right. I think he's got $167 million injury potential settlement if he retires due to injury. Is it 43? Okay. I've seen – that's what I didn't realize. I've seen numbers rolling through.
$43 million gets you a long way, Chief. $43 million guaranteed. He's already, Matt, what is he, year five or six? I bet he's already made 20-plus, 30-plus.
Got that money.
Not even counting his new contract. It's more than that. I'm not talking about his new contract. I'm talking about his first contract. So it's even more than that. So, yeah, you're talking about a guy that's including endorsements, and he was probably Saban was paying his ass anyway at Alabama.
I bet he got $20 million last year alone on year five of that contract. So, yeah, that's a tough one. Real quick before we jump out, Clint probably called that game pretty close to the vest.
Yeah.
Josh
close
didn't have
to the Casario vest.
Josh didn't have to throw the ball that much. I think he threw it 19 times in the game.
Called that. I didn't realize I got that one right too. I said he wouldn't throw it 20 times.
They blew them completely out of the water. Physical. And I mean, they're not even healthy defensively, and they just Ed Oliver and Rougeau, they couldn't do nothing with them. And then
you look out Von Miller too. He looked like he still had something like to take.
He didn't went and have them surgeries that the late Kobe Bryant went and had in Germany on his knees. I will say this. I think people are looking at the Buffalo Bills a little different now, and not looking at them as, hey, they're going to take a step back. Like, it's hard now to look at that division. And I mean, Tyreek Hill wasn't a factor. Even while Tua was in there, he wasn't a factor. Can you name a Bills corner?
I ain't got one.
It wasn't a factor. Jordan Poyer was playing for the Dolphins last night.
Yeah. The only Bills secondary I got is old DeMar Hamlin, because of the health scare that he had a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah, DeMar. And he's starting again. He's the one that, isn't that crazy? He's the one that was involved in the hit with
Oh, was he?
It hit him right in his chest. It was crazy. It was his head that he ran right into DeMar Hamlin's chest.
Who did?
Tua. The injury happened with Tua. Banged his head and ran his head right into
Hamlin's chest.
Right into Hamlin's chest.
And then Hamlin's the one that hit him when his concussion.
No, that was the hit. The concussion was Tua running, trying to dive for more yardage, and he dove and he ran head first into. That's what knocked him out.
I thought you were saying Hamlin's accident was when he was.
No,
that was against the Bengals.
Yeah, in the game, what knocked him out is he hit him in Hamlin's chest. That was like the weirdest thing. Those two. In the two areas, those are probably the top two players in the league that you are scared to watch play.
Because of their head and their chest. And those two collided.
And that's where they hit each other. All right, coming up, I think this is, to me, the clear number one thing that the Texans have to avoid in this game. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Big City Wings and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, this is some sad news here. Tiger Woods undergoes another back surgery.
Oh, I'm telling you, he better get on Charlie's bag.
He about to start charging $700 for them damn pullovers.
Oh, my God. That's a great goal.
Hey, he better get on Charlie's bag.
Just stop, man.
His body's broken,
like,
man.
You think this is a surgery that he is having just for him to live life more comfortably, or is this a surgery he is having to try to get back on the course?
Well, I got to think at this point in his career, if it's not to get back on the course, he ain't having it.
I would hope.
We damn sure ain't talking about it. Yeah, no, this has got to be something that was that
what
was
is
either.
Going
come on,
man.
Eldrick.
That's who he is right now.
I mean, let that man age in peace.
No,
man.
He's not trying to age.
I mean, y'all
no, he's
leave
not,
him alone.
No, that you keep telling aging, him, you keep telling him to get on the bag, but that's not what he's doing. I want him to hang it up. It's over. He ain't been the same since.
Yeah,
L had that golf club.
Well, I mean, when he gets on, since that golf club went to the back window of that Escalade.
Yeah, since L had that golf club.
I don't recognize this guy. This ain't Tiger. That's Eldrick.
I feel like she, and I don't blame her, but I feel like she celebrates every time she gets a story that he has.
She
he has
got that
surgery.
Push notification about another
I think,
surgery.
Like, I think she goes out to drink.
Yeah, those days
she's
are over.
Nah.
I mean, there was a good
what he did to her.
There was a good long time where she was like, "Yeah, it's good for you. Karma's a mug, ain't it?"
Yeah, and I think
at this point in time, she's got to be like, "All right, Lord, enough's enough."
No. Now, I think the car accident was a little further than she wanted.
Every time she watches him limp around the court. God, this ain't what I signed up for.
I think the car crashed a little deep, but I mean, she don't want Charlie
Who got the worst looking leg? Tiger Woods or Alex Smith
by a mile.
They're both ugly.
Alex Smith by a mile. Alex Smith, every time I see Alex Smith's leg, I am certain that they're not finished.
How do he play on that?
Yeah, that leg is a nightmare.
I'm like, they're not. He must have another surgery. There's got to be something else they're doing.
Did the infection eat a bunch of?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he's got indentions. Yeah,
he's got a couple of dents.
Yeah,
look at it. I'm like, that's the best that they can finish with.
I'd own part of that hospital.
I'm just saying, when you look at what how we've seen medicine and what people can do and like what surgeries can be done, like they looked at that and they said, "Man, I know this guy's got all the funds in the world, and this is the best we can have that we can do. Mm. This is it, boy. I mean, I'm telling you, it's Alex by far. But back to this game, Clint. To me, the number one key to this game. And not Derek Stingley type of key like you talked about when he was first drafted. But the number one key to this game to me, Clint, is simply to minimize mistakes. Like, it feels like to me, Sunday night, prime time, this is the first time Caleb's been on this stage, this thing right here. CJ, I think, is thriving for this. It should be, hopefully, an atmosphere start to finish that, could rattle Caleb Williams, we'll see. But it feels like, much like last week for the Bears, the only way that they hang in the game is if the Texans help them. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like the only way they have a chance. And listen, their defense, especially their secondary, and I was on in Chicago earlier today on our sister station, 670 The Score, and they said, yeah, our defense is pretty opportunistic. And do you think there will be opportunities for the Bears to have, you know, some chances at turning the ball over? And listen, I think CJ has gotten more aggressive. We saw it in the game against the Colts. He took more chances than he did in the past. But to me, if they minimize the mistake, like if the Texans don't turn the ball over one time, I don't see how they lose. I don't see how they lose. The Bears won that game, Clint. They had three turnovers. Three turnovers, a blocked field goal return. But stop it, Tyler. By Simone's husband.
See you too, that's what, man.
I can see
Mr. Simone
y'all can't
Miles.
Help yourself,
yeah,
man.
That's what
y'all respect that
by
man.
By Jonathan Owens, a blocked field goal return, 48-yard return by Jonathan Owens for a touchdown. One of the worst pick sixes you'll ever see in your life. I mean, this one was worse than Daniel Jones's pick six to Jalen Petrie. Go take a look at what Will Levis did. A pick six. They had to do all of that for them to win the game and put up enough points to win the game. To me, Clint, if they just take care of the ball and no major mistakes, I just don't see how they lose the game.
Now I will agree with that. I think the Texans are a significantly better football team than the Bears, and it's going to take some unorthodox, outlandish, outside the box type of performance by the Texans to lose this game at home, Sunday night football, on the heels of winning a big division game but not playing as well as you should. So the focus is definitely there. A very, very mature football team in the Texans. They know exactly who they are. They know what their identity is. And you're playing a team that's trying to figure all that stuff out in the Bears. And so I agree with you on that part for damn sure, is that the only way the Bears pull an upset and win this game is if the Texans go out there and turn the football over two or three times.
Bad penalties, undisciplined, and
Blow coverages again, which they did. And so look, I mean, let's be honest, it's not like defensively in the secondary they're not above that. So the Texans, they've got to go out there and play their brand of ball and not give this thing to the Bears. And I think they win it convincingly. But
at least the Bears that
we've said than done.
At least the Bears we've seen. The Bears we've watched, like that one's especially week one.
I mean, look, they're not going to change their stripes overnight. I think by week 8 or 9, the Bears are going to be a better football team than what we saw against the Tennessee Titans. But I don't think overnight you all of a sudden turn into a team that's hitting on all cylinders on offense. Your quarterback's figured it out. You know how to protect him. And your defense is lights out. I expect their defense to be lights out. But I think offensively they've got a long row to hoe in a sense of trying to get where the Texans are. Again, it's unfair to have the same expectations for Caleb Williams that C.J. Stroud did last year. I mean, any rookie quarterback, what C.J. Stroud did last year was unbelievable. It's unfair to put those kind of expectations on a guy. And I think Caleb will be better, but to think he's going to take the same track and the same path that C.J. Stroud did and be better in six quarters of football on the NFL level, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, as someone texted in on the text line, be careful, don't jinx us, saying the Texans can't lose to the Bears. Remember the Panthers game. The Texans
are
at a stage where
I remember the damn Panthers
game. Yeah, Tyler was there to start spanking and furious.
Nobody said that they can't lose. I'm just telling you, in order for this to be a football game and be tight in the fourth quarter, I just believe the Texans have to play a lot of stupid football through three quarters, whether that's penalties or it's turnovers or it's just not executing, which, again, Bobby Slowick said they didn't execute to their expectations week one. So it's possible. Nobody's saying it's not possible, but it's going to take that level of effort for the Bears to be in this thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I said, if they don't turn it over, they should be – it's hard to see how they lose this game. And just like you said, like last week, they didn't execute great offensively or defensively at times. I mean, we've heard them through the week say they left things out on the field, and clearly what D'Amico's been preaching all week about the big plays, and Matt Burke as well. But they didn't turn the ball over, and they went on the road and beat a good football team 29-27. And they didn't make mistakes. And I would see that at least being the same thing. All right, coming up, It is a football Friday, but that means Saturday as well, our Saturday slate. All three of us pick our games of the week and a little what you're watching. Send it in, 713-572-4610. We do it every Friday. What shows, what movies, what you watching, coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Big City Wings and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yes, when I hear that music, baby, that gets me excited.
Does
right
that turn
there.
You on, Ron?
It does, man. College football, and I know it turns on Clint. He don't need the music. He gets himself going anyway. How about Texas State, by the way, the other day? Almost got
last
Arizona
night,
State.
Yeah.
Was that last night? Yeah, last night.
Yeah, man. I watched that game. That was the best football game on TV last night.
A buddy of mine's an AD at Arizona State. And then the staff that got fired at Arkansas with Chad Morris.
They're over there?
And Chad Morris. No, they're at Texas State.
They made old Chris Santiago of Area 45 pretty sad.
I know Santiago. Oh, he had to enjoy it.
That was a 28-28 game rolling out late in the third.
Well, he had money on it, too.
Yeah. But we're live here. We're live here in Katy out here at Big City Wings on a Football Friday. Come on out here. A lot of great people out here and a good time out here. My man Sam out here. He'll take care of you along with this great staff here. Come on out and enjoy yourself here at Big City Wings. We're here till 6 o'clock, but you can go ahead and take in that Astros game here too as well. And there's some good college football tonight. The Kansas Jayhawks play tonight
as well. Oh, they play tonight?
Yeah, tonight, 6 o'clock, maybe they play UNLV, a rematch of the bowl game. Also, K-State Arizona, top 20 matchup as well tonight as well. So a lot going on in college football. We do this every single Friday or Saturday. Slate the game you're looking at. I'm going to start this thing off, Clint. For me, I'm a college football fan. This is a bucket list place, a weird one. You know, a lot of people here, I want to go, between the hedges in Georgia. I want to go to Kyle Field. I want to go to the Big House. I want to go to the Horseshoe. Everything I hear about Camp Randall in Madison, Wisconsin, especially at night, is one of the kind of gems of college football. And J.J. Watt, I'm sure, will attest to it. We got a Michigan State fan in the house who is booing that. But this game, they host Alabama. And what's my name? What's my man's name? Coach who was at Cincinnati, who took over it. Fickle, yeah.
Luke Fickle,
who has got something rolling there. They've looked pretty good. They've run the ball pretty well the first couple of weeks. And Alabama, I don't know what the hell it is about South Florida, but Alabama cannot play South Florida the way they play everybody else. They were in a dogfight last week, yeah. And now they got to travel to Wisconsin to take on the Badgers. This one's an interesting game to see exactly where Alabama is. And if they play the way they did last week at home against South Florida, Wisconsin's got a real chance to win this game.
Yeah, look, I think anytime you go into Camp Randall, you could run into some problems. It's a tough place to play on the road. Nothing that Alabama is not used to. Yeah. At least as the team, they should be fine. They've been in hostile environments before. Heck, even Kalen DeBoer, the new head coach from Washington, he's been in hostile environments. It shouldn't be too big of a hurdle for him, but definitely a big time football game. And look, here's the reality of it: is a lot of us make a lot about Kalen DeBoer taking over for Nick Saban. And while those are some big shoes to fill, if we're being honest, the expectations of him to fill the shoes are slim to none. Just go in there and continue to win football games. You don't necessarily have to be Nick Saban. The interesting part to me, and I know Kalen DeBoer is one with many different quarterbacks and different styles of quarterbacks, but putting a local spin on this thing, Jalen Milroe, we happen to be in Katy. Jalen Milroe, a Katy product.
That's played a different quarterback that he's worked with.
Yeah, it's just a different quarterback than what Michael Penix was, and Michael Penix is running that air raid, and that's where they made the big run last year to the college football playoffs. And so you look at it and go, okay, can Jalen Milroe do that? Jalen Milroe's nowhere near the passer of the football that Penix Jr. was. They're not even in the same ballpark. They're two different dudes, two different caliber quarterbacks when it comes to passing the football, obviously.
But he can run that thing.
Exactly. So where does Kalen DeBoer offensively meet Jalen Milroe? What does the Alabama offense really, really look like with Jalen Milroe and Kalen DeBoer being the two powers that be, if you will? I think the jury's still out on that. And so you take all that into consideration where I don't know that they really know what their identity is yet. I mean, I'm sure they think they've got an idea of what they've worked on in camp and what they've established since Kalen DeBoer's been there. But you go to Wisconsin and play in that environment, all of a sudden you find out a little bit about yourself. So I think this is a very, very interesting game. And I think it's going to be
a
defining moment, yeah, in Kalen DeBoer's, the start of his Alabama.
Even though they're a top five team, this would not be a shocker if Alabama walked in there and lost.
I don't disagree with
that. Not a shock.
It'll be story A just because it's Alabama, yeah. And then the whole Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer thing will take over, but I wouldn't be shocked either. What's that line?
I don't know. Let me look that up. I'll give you that line in a bit. What game are you looking at?
This is an easy one for me, man. LSU and South Carolina this weekend. South Carolina's 2-0. They beat the brakes off my boy Mark Stoops and the Kentucky Wildcats last week. That's the only game they played that matters. And then LSU,
I mean, and they beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, yeah, 31-6 or something like that. But then LSU, the only game they played that mattered is the USC game, and they got beat by USC, which I think was more about USC kind of establishing themselves in the SEC. I think that was more of that statement right there. And so two teams that have won, that have played big opponents, performed well. One of them won big. One of them fell a little bit short. And like in the it's now an SEC game. There's no longer divisions. Which team steps up? The team that has lesser expectations in South Carolina, are they real? Or is LSU and Brian Kelly with national championship caliber expectations and Nussmeier at quarterback, what does LSU look like? This is a game, and LSU, who I think is probably the bigger, more powerful, more established, more mature football team, they've got to go to Carolina. So that they're in hostile territory. They've lost already to USC once this year. What do they look like against South Carolina? Obviously, a conference game in the SEC, that'll be huge.
That'll be a big one. That line, Alabama minus 16 and a half.
Ooh.
And that line.
That's a big number.
In Madison. You know who else? You know who's got a big one? The Aggies. They go to the Swamp. They travel to Florida.
Ooh.
Winter season over.
Can we? Hey, you're saying that? I think it's even more bleak on the other side. I think it may be lose and Billy Napier might get fired around here. Like y'all could send Florida into a completely rebuilding stage, starting over if they don't win this game, because Billy Napier is beyond the hot seat. He is in big time trouble. And if they lose another one of these games at home, and especially if it looks bad, woo! Yeah, he's got to win this game to me.
Napier?
Yeah,
he's got to win all of his next ones before his ass is gonna get canned.
He may be on a week to week type of deal right now.
Yeah, look, I just hope for again the sake of the local boy here, Lagway, the quarterback that's from this area that is the starting quarterback. I just hope like hell for his sake he can win that game. But for Tyler's sake, I hope the Aggies can right the ship and Tyler doesn't have to write off the 2024 season 3 weeks into it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a 4-point favorite. Aggies are.
Do I go with DJ or do I go with Tyler? I go with Lagway or do I go with Tyler? T, I'll go with you, man.
I'm never going to suggest you to bet on the Aggies if that's what you're talking about.
You're like a play cousin. I'm about to say
you're a little closer to him. I think you spend a little bit more time with Tyler. Unless you want a smile in his face.
Giga Maggie.
Because.
No, I'm not that guy.
But I'm just saying, because you know when y'all have to meet each other in Dallas.
No, he'll smile in my face.
Different. When we're playing each other, you know, things get turned up a notch.
He's going to give it to you real quick. What you watching? As I heard Tyler say, you just finished season one of Your Honor.
Dude, yes. Yeah, so good, too. So good. Yeah.
I still need to get over there and start that.
I can't believe you haven't.
Now y'all making me nervous. Like, y'all, like Courtney.
Cranston is
Courtney,
so good.
Courtney told me it was intense.
You've got piss poor taste if you don't like it.
Courtney told me it was intense. You told me it was intense.
Oh, it's intense.
Hell, you couldn't find the words to explain to me something that you wanted to tell me that was so intense about it.
First episode, Ron, something pops off that kind of sets the stage for the show, and my jaw literally dropped. It's pretty wild.
Go ahead. I'm telling you, Tyler, go kick off Bad Monkey. That bad boy on Apple TV. Oh man, yeah. Vince Vaughn is a nut boy.
I love Vince.
That thing is a serious what?
Bad Monkey, good Kikuchi.
Hey, it is Kikuchi night, by the way. it is Kikuchi night, by the way. So
hey, we hope we get that good Kikuchi tonight. I know that much. We can't let that die, boys.
Ocho said he's watching season two of Reasonable Doubt. I ain't gonna lie to you, Ocho. I just got completely caught off with it last night too.
I ain't watching that one.
No, it's a real. It's bordering on the line of Black Star Power, baby. It is borderline. They got enough stars in there. Got Morris Chestnut in there, just enough for it to. For it not to be a straight-up BET special right there, late-night BET special. All right, as we continue here, we're live here at Big City Wings. Clint, what you got coming up in the four?
It's easy, man. Bobby Slowick spoke yesterday, and as usual, he dropped some old football horny audio. Not one, but about two or three pieces of audio that I got to give to the people here, man. And look, it's on a serious note. He talks about what sets this team apart from last year's team, and can they continue to run the football the way they ran it last week? We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
I just answered this one also, but...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.